Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the gospel reading today, we heard that as Jesus went through the towns and villages teaching, proclaiming the good news, healing every disease and sickness, he saw the crowds who were like frightened and helpless sheep, abandoned by their shepherd. He saw the crowds like a vast field ready for the harvest, but few laborers to do the harvest. And this is the punchline of the reading. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. I would like to invite reflection on that compassion that moved the heart of Jesus when he saw the situation of the crowds. What does compassion mean? Because today is Father's Day, I would like to tell you a little story about a compassionate father to help illustrate the meaning of this compassion of Jesus. So our story is about a father who had a very disobedient son. The son constantly disobeyed the family rules. So the father told his son that if he disobeyed one more time, he would send him to the attic without dinner. Well, he disobeyed again. And the father ordered the boy upstairs. The father then became very quiet. So his wife said to him, "I know what you are thinking. I know why you are quiet. But you must not bring him down from the attic. It would cause him to keep on disobeying." He knew that his wife was right. But the father couldn't eat, thinking about his son. Finally, he grabbed a blanket and a little bit more bread and a glass of milk. And then he joined his son and spent the night with him in the attic. This is what we call compassion. Cum patire in Latin, to suffer with, to sleep in the attic with, and to eat bread and drink milk with. There are many times that this compassion of Jesus is shown in the Gospels. Jesus was moved to compassion when he saw the sick, the blind, those gripped by demons. When he saw the mother of the widow of Nain, whose son had died. When he saw the hungry that needed to be fed. But going back to what our reading says, when Jesus saw the situation, the first thing that compassion of Jesus moved him to do was to ask his disciples to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest. This is also the first thing we need to do when we see the urgent and felt needs of our situation. Pray. But as the gospel today continues, Jesus' compassion did not stop in prayer. His compassion is translated to action. He called the 12. He entrusted to them the mission of proclaiming the good news of teaching and healing, showing us that movement from prayer to action, from preaching to witness. That was the way it was originally, and that is still the way today. Jesus is sent by the Father with blanket, bread, and milk to sleep with us in the attic. In turn, Jesus sends his disciples to continue his mission. This is what we call the transition from being a disciple to being an apostle. Because a disciple is a learner, a student. And an apostle means one who is sent. So from being a student to one being sent. I hope that we will remember this transition. This point in our life when we put into practice the words of Jesus who said, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." So Jesus needs us, our willing hands, willing hearts, willing minds, and willing spirits. We can become disciples to apostles. And where are we sent to? First, as Jesus says, do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Remember what Jesus said to the disciples before his ascension. You will be my witnesses, beginning from Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. That is the meaning of Jesus when he says, don't go to the Samaritans and the Gentiles, but go first to the people of Israel. This is not an exclusive command. And this is just the first principle of mission, the lost sheep of Israel. In our case, our first principle points to the lost, the absent, and the lukewarm in our church family. But while this is the first principle, it is not the exclusive principle. What is meant here is what an age-old saying which states, charity begins at home, but it does not end there. That was what happened in the Old Testament. According to the promise of the covenant, the 12 tribes were constituted into one people of God to be a blessing to the nations. This is what happened in the New Testament, especially in the Gospel reading today, when Jesus called the 12 and commissioned them to build up the new people of God in order to share the blessings of the new covenant in our Lord Jesus Christ. So finally, for Jesus to complete his mission in today's world, he needs our hands, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. So today, as disciples of Christ and following in the footsteps of the apostles, we are sent out to the world to be good shepherds. In particular circumstances of our lives, we are to make present the compassion of Christ. And there are some concrete ways for us to do this. Let our compassion be to members of our church family, especially those in need and lonely. Please reach out to one another. Give each other a call, a text, a card, a visit, an errand. However, let our compassion go out also to the larger community, the sick, the discriminated, the hungry, the grieving, the troubled, the neglected, and the forgotten. Let our first and continuing response be prayer, and let our next and continuing response be acts of compassion. Amen.